to God because of this beautiful time God has given us. This is another day that the Lord has made. We celebrate and rejoice in it. This is the gift of time that the Lord has given us. And if the gift has been given to us, it's just to bow and give thanks to God, number one. Number two, we are to see that this is, we should see like this is the last day in our lives. Because we don't know the tomorrows of what will come with. That's why we always thank God because of the day of the day. We have been in the book of Judges, that is like you have just started. Because we heard about Jephthah a long time back. We talked about Samson time back. But it has praised the Lord now to talk about
Gideon.
When we talk about the what was in Gideon, it's a thing that amazes me most. And it amazes us, it makes us wonder. Because of his origin. But before we proceed on verse 11 downwards,
Apapa mene tisana tisana werenge mu verse 4 lopita musimu
verse 11. Let us just read verse 10 of 6 of Judges.
Chapter 6.
Whereby it says, also I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my words.
Verse number 11. Oweruza chapter 6.
Verse 10.
Verse number 10. Ndipo ndinati kwa inu, ine ndine Yehova Mulungu wanu, musamaopa milungu ya Amori, amene amakhala mdziko lawo. Koma simunamvera mawu anga.
This is God speaking to Gideon.
Uyu ndi Mulungu amene akulankhula ndi Gideon.
Don't forget that this situation was very tough and sour.
Osaiwala kuti nyengo iyi idali yovuta kwambiri pakati pa Israel.
Whereby the Midianites have been persecuting the Israelites.
Pamene Amidiani ankawanzunza Israel.
And the Israelites thought that there is no hope anyway.
Apa Israeli ankakhala ndi moyo opanda chiyembekezo nthawi zonse.
And they were always crying for help, but it was nowhere to have the help.
Iwo watu ankangolira nthawi zonse kulira kufuna thandizo koma analibe chiyembekezo chakozo kuthandizika nthawi zonse.
They were not knowing that the Lord was answering them.
Komati iwo saka sindikira kuti Mulungu ali nawo mayankho.
For example, in the Bible there is a verse.
Komati apapa mbuku lopatulika pali verse.
Whereby it says, ask and to be given unto you.
Limene likunena kuti funsani lidzakuyankhani.
And it says, ask and to be given unto you.
Pamene akanthauza kuti funsani lidzakuyankhani.
Multitudes of people have only the positive answers according to their thinkings.
Yes. Pamene pantu ambiri amakhala ndi maganizo osiyana siyana chifukwa cha maganizo awo.
They thought that if they ask for a car, then a car will come to them. If they ask for food, the food will come at the same time. If they ask clothes, then clothes will come. They thought that they will be given what they want. Without knowing that, Christ taught the disciples that you should pray for his will to be done. They should ask for the will of God to be done. Which means there is a will of God always to be done. Which means when we are praying, we should ask for the will of God to be done. Anytime, anyhow, the will of God is to be done. Which means there is a will of God all over. When we are having our wills, know that there is a will of God as the preamble. And we are to bow to the will of God. And we are to beg and ask for the will of God to be done as he wills. Know that even if we are praying, but the Lord is faithful to express or to show his will.
He
is to do whatever he wills. Not what we will. So if we believe that there is a will of God, and that the will of God will always be done,
this when
we will learn how to exalt and bow and bless the name of God.
It's
when we started believing and depending upon Christ Jesus only. But if we think that you have got a will of yourself, and thought that whatever you wish has come to an accomplishment, your heart will turn to be God of yourself. And you started believing in yourself that there is something done in you. Instead, you enthrone yourself on the throne of God. And you started enthrone yourself to the throne of God, to the seat of God. And you started throwing yourself on the throne of God. And you became God of yourself. And you thought that you are somebody. This makes you to haste to learn and start your denomination. And started making the denomination and called it to be church. You start your own church, your denomination. And he said, my congregation is my church, the church of God. But this fool shows the rebellion of a man.
This is
Minnesota. But what we should know is that we are sinners before God. And Christ came only to redeem the sinners before the sinners. The sinners are to be drawn by God Himself so that they should be redeemed. We have redemption in the blood of Christ Jesus. We celebrate and rejoice because of the redemption. Oh, thank God to be one of the redeemed. Let us go back to the book of Judges, whereby the Midians were persecuting Israelites. And Israel were all the way crying before God. When they were crying, they were thinking that God is not answering them. While God was answering them, because silence said in giving you what you wish is the answer of God. If the thing that you want is not coming to you after you pray to God, this is again the answer from God. Having what you don't have, what you was not expecting, is again the answer from God. Praying for the health of your body and receiving the sickness of the body again is the answer from God. All things comes from God for our betterment. So God set forth that Israelites will be under panic for 7 years. So they have been crying for 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and even 6th years, but no response seen within them, but God was answering. God was answering them. What was the answer? The situation that they were receiving. That was the answer from God. It was there to discipline them. God answers by giving the torment to Israel so that they should be disciplined. Sicknesses was part of discipline. Poverty was power of discipline. Storing of what they were happy was part of discipline. Meeting with the fight because the Midas does whatever evil and told them was part of discipline. It was on the heart of God, in the heart of God, to discipline his son. He was to discipline the peculiar people, the ambassadors of the Lord. If you praise the God to be in that way,
Because
once it is spring, the end results, they will learn to rely upon the Lord. And they will always bow and see that the Lord is worthy to be bowed and exalted. And they always sing songs. Songs of hope. Songs of praise. The songs that brings comfort of their hearts. Tatwero Nandika tu Ibisale Momemo Goma Matsi Nitipo Matsi Wo Sotulu Kantiti Mo Sindetsu Keti Mabu Look of ages craved for me. When was the lock of crafted? When was it? When was it crafted? When the soldiers were doing whatever evil upon Christ Jesus, bringing in the nails upon the body of Christ, bringing in the arrows upon his side, it is opening, breaking of the body. Even Christ himself, he had to give his body to the disciples that day on the upper room. He blacked himself and he blacked and shared to the disciples. So they ate. Christ did this. Smartly and told his people. Because there is a need for the lock to be blessed. When there was thirst in the wilderness, and they had thirst for the water, Moses hit the lock. So the rock were broken. The breaking of the rock was the breaking of the blood of Christ. So that it should be the bread for the hungry souls. So that whomsoever is to eat from that bread, whomsoever is to drink from what come out from the rock, if one drinks and eats, so he becomes alive. The life given freely from the lock. We are alive because of Christ Jesus. We are alive because of what the Lord does to us. It's not what we need, but because of what he does, so that we learn to bless the name of God always. Let us go back to verse 10. Whereby it says, also I said to you, this is God speaking to Gideon.
Verse 10. Jipondinati kwa inu, inendine hofa mungwano, isisa kulangula kwa Gideon.
Now here the word words of God.
Pano pali mawu a Mulungu.
Number one,
chinthu choyamba.
I am the Lord.
Ine nine Mulungu.
He's trying to classify himself to explain himself to Gideon.
Apapa tukuona Mulungu akudzivumbulutsa akudzionesera kwa Gideon.
Because it would have been very difficult for Gideon to understand God. With the situation that Gideon were
in,
with what Midianites have been doing to
Israelites,
in Gideon there was no sense of God. No things of God in Gideon.
Yeah, but
so it would have been very difficult for Gideon to understand the voice of God. So it was a need for God to come to Gideon. Because it would be difficult for Gideon to come to God. Number two, Gideon was to be told by God.
Gideon arrested the Kulamkuri and Mulungu.
Which means, number one, God came to Gideon.
When the children have a son to Toya Mirira, Mulungu had a bit of Gideon.
We never come to God.
Sitting at a bit of Mulungu said,
but God comes to us.
So Mamma made a wife.
That is the first question.
Toya Mirira.
I remember when I was in Pentecost, I've been preaching to the people or speaking to the people. Come to God. Like there is potential in a man that he can come to God. But here God is saying, it is God who came to Israel. He came to Gideon because it was very difficult for Gideon to come to God. The situation that the Israelites and Gideon were in, it's the picture of our sinfulness. We are sinners and fall short of the glory of God. And we can never have a wish in coming to God. If it happens that we have God in us, if it happens that we have got God in us, then it means God came to us. But in us, there is sinfulness. So because of that sinfulness, there is no will of praising God. And we have no desire in praising God. There is no capability in praising God. Whatever we think, we think but evil. Because we are sinners and fall short of the glory of God. But here is the gospel. That God came to Gideon. Here we see the sovereign mercy of God. We see the sovereign wrath of God. We see how God favors his
erect.
That he will never reap offers the erected
seed.
But he will come to them and draw them to himself and make them children. Make them saints. Make them believers. As he has
purposed.
As he wills. As he desires. According to his will.
monga mwachifuniro chake.
So that all in you all,
kwa matsoni musosese,
glory and honor should only proceed to his dear son Christ.
Chifuwa cha sosese ulemundule mero, zipite kwa mana wake Yesu Kristo.
So number one, God came to Gideon.
Chinzuchoyamba, Murungu anapita kwa Gideon.
Number two,
chinzuchachwile,
God spoke to Gideon.
Chinzuchachwile, nchwane na kuti Murungu anapita kwa Gideon.
He never just come to Gideon without a word.
He came
and speak to him.
Because
verse 10 says,
chifukwa verse number 10 unena kuti,
I am the Lord. This is God speaking. God was speaking. I am the Lord. God was speaking. He never just came to a man. He speaks. Now, if he is speaking, he is telling Gideon his mind. The mind of God. The plans of God. The what is in God. So God spoke to Gideon. Oh, thank God, if you are the erected sinner, if God comes to you,
he'll
come with the way. Christ Jesus is the way.
He's
the living word.
Once
spoken to us, it will transform us. And it will change us. It will make us new. We become new in the
Lord.
So we celebrate in the
Lord
with the newest
heart
that the Lord has
brought unto us.
The second point on the same point, because we said God spoke to Gideon, it means God first opened the ears of Gideon so that you hear what God will speak to him. If our ears are dumb, are deaf, we can't hear the voice of God. We're born deaf. We are born deaf. And we can never hear the sound of
God.
We can never hear what God is speaking. But if it happens that we have started hearing it, it means there is a work of God done upon you. What is the word? It is all the process of opening of our ears to God is the work of God.
Yes.
That's why John chapter 10 says, my sheep hears my voice. My sheep hears my voice. Which means I open the ears of my sheep so that she hear my voice. If it has pleased God to reveal Christ to you, you hear his voice. How can we know that this one now has heard the voice of God? Number one, you understand the voice of God in a different way.
Because
you are a sinner, You grow a sinner. You had many voices. But when the voice of God is coming to you, it changes your way of understanding the voice. And you started wondering the kind of the word of the voice that you are hearing. This is so because of what God does upon the elected sinner. You will understand, you start understanding the voice of God. And you differentiate it with what you have been hearing. Even if the gospel is preached, if Christ has been revealed in us, there is a change that will happen in you. If one says that the true gospel is the same with whatever people are speaking, it means you hear nothing. Because in the world, there is sheep and there is goats. Gods are gods from their beginning. Sheep are sheep from their beginning. Look here, my brothers. Religious groups of people, when they are preaching, they say, if you are lying, if you are stealing, if you are doing whatever evil, you are a god. If you are doing all evil things, you are god. But if you made a decision to stop doing those things, now you become a sheep. So it is like you've got a work in changing yourself from a god into a sheep. This is not a true gospel. This is a blue lie. What is the truth? Sheep are sheep from the beginning. Gods are gods from the beginning. God made gods from the beginning as a picture of an elected sinners. An elected sinners. God already set forth people who will be an elected from eternity. So are like gods, of which they will never hear the voice of God. And God had no business with them. And he has left them to themselves. Even if they can start their congregation. And it seems to be a good congregation. And people love that congregation. And they preach like the true gospel there. It persuades nothing of God. Lot and Mangos, even if they are 1,000 pieces, they will never make a single mango good.
Mango 1,000 ofunda, sanga tiku panga bangoli moji kala kuino ai.
If they are a nene,
gakala ripambi mbi ochuru,
but rotten.
koma wafunda.
The more they are rotten means nothing in goodness.
Usonyeza kutema wansewa wafunda wa mulibe chapu ino chili chonsi.
And they will never produce one good.
Jipo mulibe chapu ino chili chonsi inga kare chibonsi.
Only that there will be much rottenness in the back.
Nga kalada kalo wafunda utoke na pashiambi.
There will be just much rottenness in the back.
Aza kalo wafunda abe utoke na pashiambi.
What we should know is this. A sheep is a sheep from the
preamble.
Only that it can be a lost sheep. Because it can just be a lost sheep.
Yes, because
but it never makes it to be a goat. While a goat, even if it then does a good thing, it will never turn it to be a sheep. I'm not encouraging the sheep to be doing evil. Because if you can be thinking that, if I would be doing evil things, no problem because I'm unerected. I'm elected one. So I can do whatever, even no problem. Then it means you have ever never heard the gospel. Because the gospel will never encourage you to do evil. But what I'm trying to come up with is, God opens the ears of elected sinners. He is to come first and open your ears so that when he will speak to you, you should hear his voice. My sheep hears my voice. If God spoke upon the people, but he has not opened the ears, it means the whole group of people hear nothing. Think about Lydia. It is God who opened the heart of Lydia so that she will hear the voice of God.
Share
with Gideon. God opened the heart of
Gideon.
He opened the ears of
Gideon
so that you hear him speaking. That's why when he was speaking to him, he was much attentively waiting to hear from the voice of God. Because the opening of the ear brought the hunger of hearing the language of God. So Gideon waited upon the Lord. And God spoke to Gideon. Let us hear what God spoke to Gideon. Number one, God is saying, I am the Lord.
Verse 10. I
am the source of you. You have come from me.
Yes.
You are my people. You are my son. I am with you. I am your Lord.
kwanu.
I'm your everything.
Ndine chili chonse mwainu.
So depend upon me.
Ndipo imani mwaine.
Believe my words.
Kulupirira ndi mawanga.
Be in me.
Khala ndi mwaine.
Hear my voice.
Imfanili ulanga.
Hide my words.
Ndipo sunga ndi mawanga.
Be with me.
Khala ndi ndine.
I am your Lord.
Ndine Mulungu wanu.
The other thing, what God says, He says, your God.
Chintu chine shimena mulungu wadala mkulapa ndikigani, njine mulungu wako.
Your God.
Mulungu wako.
Which means God is specifying that He is the Lord and the type of the Lord. He is God of Gideon.
Apapa mungu wakutuone tsera maika yeyo ndi mungu wa Gideon.
He is not the God of everybody.
Uyuyo si mungu wani ensei.
He's not the God that much people, matches of people are preaching and speaking about. That God loves everybody. That He needs everybody to make a decision to come to the Lord. This is not the God that we are talking about. This God, He is another God. Is the living God. He does whatever pleases unto Him. He is the God of
Gideon.
Not the God of midnight. Not the God of everybody. He is the specific God. The understandable God. If He who comes upon you, it will be very difficult for everybody to understand Him. If one understands this God, it means there is a grace that has done something upon
him.
Oh, so I bless the name of God to be one of the believers of this
world.
Not because of something good in me. Not because of my decision that I made. Not because of whatever was in me. But because He decided to be my God. He made His decision. Come with me. And make me His son. Without my good works.
God.
So it is. What we are seeing here is, we said, number one, God came to Gideon. Number two, God spoke to Gideon. Which means God opened the ears of Gideon. Number three, God gave hope to
Gideon.
How can we know that God gave hope to Gideon? God said, I am the Lord your God. I am the God, the everything of you. Trust in me. Rely on me. Believe me. Be with me. I am your God. I am your everything. So He gave hope to Gideon.
Number
four. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites. In whose land you dwell. That is the second sentence.
Yes. Musamaopa milungu ya Amori amene mukala mtsikolao. Ndipo musamamvera ndipo simunamvera mawu anga.
So the second sentence,
ndipo apa
second sentence,
yeah, nkhani yachiwiri imene ili mmusimo,
said do not fear the gods of Amorites,
akuti musamaopa milungu ya Amori,
in whose land you dwell on.
Musamaopa milungu ya Amori amene mukhala nawo mdziko lawo,
which means they had fear in them.
Sinyeza kuti pa iwo panali mantha.
Nobody can manage to stand tall without God.
Palibe amene angathe kuima popanda Mulungu.
The devil is more frightening thing to us.
Chifukwa tu satana kumenye nkhondo pa ife.
Don't forget that Amorites, Midianites were a powerful people doing the work of persecution after being given by God.
Amori tuna Midian adali anthu amphamvu kuchita chilichonse pa Israeli.
So they were much feared.
Iwo adali ndi mantha akulu.
They were all away hiding themselves.
Ndipo adali wopondelezeka nthawi zonse.
They were crying all away.
Adali nthawi zonse.
Then God says,
ndipo Mulungu anati,
fear not.
Musaopa.
Fear not.
Musaopa.
Which means God spoke to them a word of encouragement.
Sonyeza kuti Mulungu akulankhula mawu achiyimbikiso.
When the hope has been given to us,
pamene chiyembekezo chapasidwa kwa ife,
the hope brings encouragement to our hearts.
Chiyembekezo chimafika mkati mwa moyo wathu
achilimbikiso, and it encourages us.
Ndipo zimatilimbikitsa.
Where is my encouragement comes from?
Pamene chilimbikitso chikubwera kwa ife,
where does it come from?
Chikuchokera kuti?
It comes from the Lord.
Chimachokera kwa Yehova.
That's why somebody says,
chikutika wina atanena kuti,
I lift up my eyes.
Ndikweza masonga kumapi.
Where my help comes from?
Pakuti thandizo langa lichokera kwa Yehova.
It comes from God.
Chimachokera kwa Yehova.
Who gave me strength?
Amene amandipatsa mphamvu.
Who gave me power?
Amene amandipatsa kuthekera kwa mphamvu.
Who helped me understand his way.
So
when his word has come to me, it encourages me. So I'm encouraged in the word. That's why I only sang a song all the way. Number 57. Bayinu Yesu ndilila, o badai dole tapa, o bolomo sehine tumote lati. Yeah. Until when it pleased God, upon the finishing of the time of God. After the time of God came to an end, that is 7 years. Here God is coming. When God was coming to Gideon, Israelites had no mind of God. And he was thinking nothing of the coming of God. God came while the
sinners.
God came to us while we were still sinners. And God died for us and saved us from our wickedness and sinfulness and opens our ears and eyes so that we should hear the revelations of God and see the beauty of our Lord Jesus
Christ.
This God who came to us, this God who comes to us, is not us to God.
See, for Peter,
as we are going to an end, God is speaking to Gideon. Fear nobody. Never fear these gods. Gods of the people. Gods created and made by the hands of people. Fear the gods. I am the God above all gods. You are to fear me, not anything. Even this time when God was speaking to Gideon, it was the time whereby Gideon was in much fear of God. of Amorites and Midianites. So it was like a comfort is coming with a comfort zone. When Gideon was still in fear,
Bible says,
while we were still in sin, Christ died for us.
Yes,
He died for us. He came and died for us. He came and rescued us. He came and redeemed us. While we were still in sin. Christ died.
Yes,
He came by our ways. And meet with us. And wash us. And cleanse us. And made us one. And teach us to bow and exhort him. Let us just read the whole sentence of verse 10.
Verse number 10.
The whole verse of 10 of 6 chapter of Judges.
Verse 10 of chapter 6.
Also I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice.
Verse number 10 of chapter 6. The point is not for him. Ine ndine Yehova Mungu wanu, musamaopa mirungu ya Amori, amene amakhala mdziko lawo, koma simunamvera mawu anga.
Next week we will have this last sentence.
Wiki ikubwerayi tidzapitiriza.
The last sentence whereby you said, but you have not obeyed my voice.
Yes, we keep when I eat the pitties of Ugawana, Pamena, which for my new Simon and Vera Mauanga.
But to conclude the message of today,
Pamena to one man quarter would tell our circular.
God of
Gideon
is giving hope to Gideon.
Akubereka chiyembekezo kwa Gideon.
Is revealing himself to Gideon.
Akutifumba utsayeka kwa Gideon.
He is above all gods.
Kuti iyeyo ndi Mungu wa milungu yonse.
That whomsoever is his one, that whomsoever is of the Lord,
pakuti iyeyo ndi Mungu.
That if one is of the Lord,
iyeyo ndi Mungu.
If that in the kalawa wa Mungu, if one is of the Lord, I have to fear nothing. I fear nothing. Tell us of fear will never make me fear. I will be born enough. God
of Gideon.
The title of the message of today. Do not fear the gods of the
Amorites.
Why not fear? Because there is the God of Gideon. The God of Gideon comes. All gods of people
bow.
Because there are man-made gods. But look here. If the living God
standeth,
the man-made gods for
us,
then there is a fight. Expect a fight to come. If the God of yours standeth, because if the living God stand upon you, the man-made gods fall us down. When the man-made gods fall us down, The believers of those gods create fights upon the saints of God. But thank God, because He is our strength, He is our shield. He is our everything. So we fear nothing. As David says, the Lord God is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. I'll fear nothing. I'll never hide. I will never compromise the gospel. I will preach as it is. Even denominations like or not. Even in congregations like or not. Even in the world like or not. Whatever hinders the gospel to make me fear, whatever hinders the gospel so that I should fear, I'll fear it not. Because there is a shield in my hand that protects me, that comforts me. This is no any other but Christ Jesus. Then I shall not want. I'll go with the strength. I'll preach with the strength. I'll speak with the strength. I'll sing with the strength. Everything I'll do with the strength. Because I shall not want. Because He is my shield and my everything. To God be all the glory and honor. Amen.
Amen.
We'll sing the last song that is coming from Psalms 91 is a song that we'll sing to conclude the service of today. I'll start singing by reading verse 1 through 16. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I'll trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the peddler's
pestilence.
He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow by rise by day.
Verse 5.
Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 7. A thousand may fall at your side, and then 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigher you.
7. Pambari pako matakwa chikwi, ndizipi kumi, za zanjala manjalako. Dipo, sikizakuya nikina iwe.
Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked.
Verse 8. Koma utapenya ndi maso ako. mudzaona kubwezera chilango oipa.
God, you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place.
Popeza udati inu Yehova ndimupotawira popanga ndipo daika wa mamba mamba chokalamo chako.
No evil shall be for you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling.
Palibe choipa chitsakugwe ndipo cholanga sichidzayandikiza ema wako.
He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways.
Makuti adzalamulira ngero ache zaiwe akusunge njira zako zonse.
In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.
Ndipatsa kunyamula pamanja awo usagunde pazi lako pamwala.
You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot.
Verse 13. Udzaponda mkango ndi mphiri, udzapondereza msona wa mkango ndi chinjoka.
God shall set his love upon you, therefore I will deliver him, I will set him on high, because he has known my name.
Popeza ndikondadi, adzandipulumutsa, ndipo ndidzamupeza mwamba, popeza adziwa dzina langa.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him.
Adzandifulira ine, ndipo ndidzamuyankha. Kumsautso, adzakhala naye pamodzi, ndipo adzamlanditsa.
With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen.
Ndidzamukutitsa ndi masiku ambiri ndikumuonetsera chipulumutso changa. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this time that you give us. Thank you for making it possible that we meet in the close today and celebrate and worship you, Almighty God. Your method be exalted to be magnified. Thank you that you have encouraged us. While we were still sinners, you died for us and made us up. Without you, we were dead in our trespasses, without hope, without your God. Bless this means is to be preached to a son of a God you elect. Bless the hearers of today, even whosoever who see it on the internet, so that your name be glorified and be exalted always. We are here to do nothing but bless and exalt your name, because you are our God, our hope and salvation. We give you glory and honor. We bless you because of whatever you do, not because of whatever we contribute. It is in the name of Jesus Christ, the crucified one, that we pray and bless your name. Amen.